How you doing? I guess Happy Friday is really the big intro here. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Riggs. How you doing? We made it. We made it to the end of the week. This was a kind of a beat-up week, wasn't it? Did you get your butt kicked a little bit? Give yourself a round of applause. It's downhill from here. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. 504-260-0995. He'll be in here in a second. He's just running a little late today. And it's one of the things where it kind of makes me feel like when I first started back in radio, and you got to go back a few years now, because this summer officially, it is 16 years ago that I started in radio. The first station I worked at was in Dallas, and it was at a huge station. I kind of got a lucky break there. But I went from being just some really computer nerd guy to in this situation where the sponsors are, it's like on the stations around here, except just magnified because Dallas is such a huge market. Most of our local sponsors are these guys who own their own business, and they started themselves, and they built it up into something big in a really short amount of time. And so it was just kind of cool that I got to meet some of the most successful people in a metropolitan area of about 6 million folks when I was 25, and I got to pick their brain. They wanted to hang out. You know, it's kind of cool to hang out with these guys you hear on the radio from time to time. And so one thing I learned super quick, and it applies to Gregory just as much. In fact, that's what I think of when I see him go through this, is it kind of stinks. There are some things about being hyper-successful that's a drawback that you really don't think about. Now, don't get me wrong. We would still trade our mediocre success for them, for what they have. But the drawbacks are, for all of these people, your schedule is awful. Gregory has to get an appointment for a haircut, not because he has a special person who cuts his hair, but because his schedule is so filled up. For the next 2 weeks, don't even bother trying to hang out with him. He's got it all scheduled out. And he schedules his haircut because, well, he can't just... I got a haircut earlier this week. You know what I did? I went to the little dinky haircut place next to the grocery store in the strip mall, and I walked in and said, give me a haircut. You know why? Because I've got 35 minutes to burn. Gregory doesn't. A lot of successful people don't. And you want to know where it gets out of control? The second your schedule gets so busy that someone else has to keep up with it, that's when it really starts to get out of hand. So just keep that in mind. You know, when you see these people that who are successful and someone says, oh, you didn't build that. Well, no, they actually did build it. There's a lot of sacrifices on the way, and there's sacrifices that they go through every day to keep it up. And look, there's some people there who wouldn't trade places with them. That was one of the it's sort of a blue-collar characteristic. You know, whether or not you are actually blue-collar, there are some characteristics among the social classes that kind of define it. And one of the distinctive characteristics is the guy who would like to work 40 hours a week, and the second he gets off of work, he has a job where he doesn't bring it home, and he goes and gets a six-pack of beer, and he can come in, and he can watch his Sports Center, or, you know, play his guitar or hang out with the wife and kids. You know, it's not a bad thing, but some people just place an emphasis on relaxation and having free time, and work's just not a priority. Why you want to go spend all your life working? Sure, you accumulate a bunch of stuff, but you miss a lot of time with your kids, miss a lot of time with your spouse, and you can't take it with you when you're all done. So it's just one of these trade-off things that, you know what, for most of the people that have significant success behind them, they did build that. The idea that people are just born into money and they're only successful because daddy set them up to be that way, that is far more the exception than the rule. And the fact that Gregory's not sitting across his table right now is just a sign of that. I mean, he has such a breakneck, razor-thin margin of error for his schedule that one thing goes wrong and he's late for his own show. But I'm going to start with the numbers first, because there was a lot going on that is sort of a marker here. Welcome to the number segment. Follow along with the exact same charts and graphs I'm looking at right now. You can go to winningitlife.com or the Winning It Life app. But let me skip ahead to the short sheet here. Facebook shares have now bounced back, and they're at their pre-scandal level. Remember the Cambridge Analytica, and Mark Zuckerberg had to take off that silly hoodie he wears and put on a suit and tie and go talk to people in Congress for a while who have no idea how computers work? Remember that whole scandal? Well, that beat up the stock pretty bad. It's back. More on that in a second, though. The Dow Jones continued its winning streak. I believe this is this seven up closes in a row? So it was up 0.3% today, and the valuations are starting to get back to that nosebleed level where it feels like, you know what, we have broken out of the doldrums, and we're going to go test some new highs. 24,831. Now, I remember the high that was set back in January, the all-time record high, called Guinness. It was around 26 grand. So we still have a ways to go, but we're inching a lot closer to that, and this doesn't feel like the correction attitude that we were jittering through the last 3 months. S&P was up almost 0.2% today, 2,727. NASDAQ, however, dropped a couple points, literally 2.09 points. So while it's in the red, 0.03% to the negative. That's basically a flat day, but enough to technically call it mixed. 7,402, but the Russell had 0.2% in the positive as well. So just a couple of laggards holding the NASDAQ down, keep it from being a clean sweep on the positive. If you go down to the debt instruments here on the numbers page, you'll see 10-year treasuries just kind of danced around, did the little rosy posy, and sat on exactly where they were yesterday. 2.97% is where your 10-year treasury's at, which means your 30-year fixed mortgage, it'll lag behind that a couple days, but it's still creeping just above 4.5%. Gold had a little bit of negative on the day, but really kind of maintained what it's been doing earlier this week, 1,318. And oil had a significant drop, actually, and it's starting to test a little bit of a support level here at $70.44. That's an after-hours number. That's not the close. But, you know, we were getting kind of greedy and doing our little fingers together like one of the evil Bond villains, like, whoa, when the oil gets up because, you know, we're down here on the Gulf Coast and a high price of oil. Before it gets too crazy, once it gets just sort of expensive, that's that Goldilocks happy middle ground where it's good for our economy without having the expensive energy prices be much of a drag on us. So that's a good area to be in, though. All right, now back to the short sheet. This Facebook number is pretty cool because it was up $1.50 today. And it is at $186.99 for the close on the short sheet over here. But that's erasing what was happening earlier this week on the revelation back in March that Cambridge Analytica, whose clients included the Donald Trump campaign, they were getting information from Facebook users to build psychological profiles on a big chunk of the U.S. electorate. Now, they were doing this not just for Cambridge Analytica. They were letting other people mine their data for campaign purposes. But for some reason, this one got more attention in the national press. Gee, I don't want to try and speculate on why here, but that is a little suspicious, isn't it? That being said, it caused the shares, this whole pseudo-controversy, took a 13% hit on Facebook stock. So then what you need to do is you need to go back and rewind, or hopefully you put a flag down there. And there were a bunch of people saying that this is a good chance to buy into Facebook. This is the buy the dip, you know, and that's what you want to do. If you feel a company's not really in trouble, but it takes one on the chin and loses 13% for some goofy congressional hearings, that turned out to be, in hindsight, a buying opportunity. Now, we only can say this because we're on the other side of it, but That was pretty cool, though. You got to see that it was just a little temporary dip for Facebook, and it's right back on path and erased all those losses from the congressional scandal that it had. If you're looking back at the short sheet over here, the biggest downward movement was on the volatility index, which means there's a lot fewer people who are making downward bets on the market. It's down to 12.65, which is pretty low, not historically neck-breaking low, but at the low end of the average scale for that one. Tesla was another big loser, though, as far as the actual stocks on the short sheet. It was down 1.3% today, but I'm still seeing a little more green than red, so I'm pretty happy with what we're facing out there. There's just a lot of positive news to go along with it as well. All right, I want to move to a woman's stat. This is going to be interesting because we just did a women-only event earlier this week on Tuesday, and the question came up a couple times, and I don't mind answering it. I'll answer it 10 times. How come you do a women-only event, but you don't do a men-only event? Look at this. Women spend, on average, 7 years in a state of retirement, 7 years more than men, on average. And there's only two factors that go into this. Women live, on average, 5 years longer. And when you look at the time when they pull the retirement trigger, it's usually 2 years before, on average, their male counterparts do. So 5 years of living longer, 2 years of earlier retirement, that adds up to about 7 years. Here's the problem. That starts to add up because even when they're in their working life, they're far more likely to stop working for a period of time, even if they rejoin the workforce. And while their retirement date ends up only being 2 years before the men's retirement date, they actually have a much shorter work history and a much shorter time to accumulate assets and to invest and to get financially sound. And when you just break out the adult life from the time people turn 18, women spend 44% of their adult lives out of the workforce. That number is only 28% for men. 28% of guys will spend their adult time out. I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. Men will spend an average of 28% of their adult lives out of the workforce, 44% for women. That's a pretty huge stat right there. Women spend almost half of their adult lives out of the workforce. And what are they doing? I mean, the story you hear a lot is a woman who's in her early 60s has to step aside from work because she has a husband who's older, and he's retiring or he's ill, and she's got to walk him through the process. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out so good. But when that's done, she has the chance to go back to the workforce, but then she may have to take care of some elderly parents. Or you hear a lot about grandmothers going and they'll just be free child care so their daughter can go to work. But that was a mind-shattering statistic there. Women spend 44% of their adult lives out of the workforce, 28% compared to men. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland is a ballet in two acts retelling the classic Lewis Carroll story in the form of dance. It is set to unforgettable music by Peter Tchaikovsky. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We were talking about funeral planning. Who's it going to follow? Probably your children or your best friend of life, your spouse. And they're just not going to be in an emotional state to do that. And what we help with is what's called a funeral trust. It is something where you can put some money aside there, and then this firm They are guided through there to make sure everything's paid properly, you're not taken advantage of. The funeral trust can also be used in several different ways. You know, that troubled son, he's always needing a little bit more help than the others. This funeral trust could also have a little bit different purpose, to where maybe he gets a little bit more money on the side and nobody has to know.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
I'm a chicken fry.
I like your beer.
On a Friday
what
day? Night.
A what pants do you like to wear?
Fit just right.
How do you like your radio?
Radio. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Welcome to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Just interviewed Zach Brown there. No big deal. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. Welcome, Gregory.
Hey.
Hey. All right. Enjoy your Friday here. We're not going to have a whole lot of them left. You mind if I hijack the show for a second? I'm a little concerned.
What are you about? What? We're running out of Fridays? Not a whole lot of them left? What do you mean?
I mean for the human race. Because here come the robots. The robot revolution is among us. Terminator 2 was a documentary, it turns out. There really is a Skynet, by the way. But I found some more of the conversations from the Google Artificial Intelligence. Google had their big conference a couple days ago, or no, yesterday. And they were showing how their new Google Assistant, some of this stuff that they're beta testing, it can make a phone call for you, and a computer can be talking to a human being, and the human doesn't realize that it's talking to a computer, because that's how good they are at mimicking human behavior now. But it's not just the ability to mimic, it's the ability to discern and understand what is being said back at them. So you want to hear the rest of what I played yesterday? Where the Google Artificial Intelligence, by the way, this program's called Duplex, the Duplex system. Where they did the hair appointment, I went back and I got that whole call.
Play it.
Okay.
I have something out for you.
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was the little part I played yesterday. Check out this other one where, hang on, I thought I had a bigger one. This one, they played another example. I went back and watched a big chunk of this yesterday. And they were talking about the whole point of all this is anything to save time. And if your restaurant or your hair appointment place, if they actually have an online system that lets you schedule it, that's great, and you can do it automatically, and you can tell the phone, hey, go ahead and schedule me an appointment, and it can talk to their other artificial intelligence. Didn't do it. But they said most small businesses still have a human being you have to talk to. And sometimes it doesn't go so simple. Like, you have things such as language barriers, Gregory. How would an artificial intelligence conversation go if you're making a restaurant reservation and not everything's being understood?
See, how may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday the 7th.
For 7 people?
It's for 4 people.
4 people? When?
Next Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Oh, actually, we reserve for like upper like 5 people. For people, you can come.
How long is the wait usually to be seated?
For when, tomorrow or weekday or?
For next Wednesday, the 7th.
Oh no, it's not too busy. You can come for 4 people, okay?
Oh, I gotcha. Thanks. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So the artificial intelligence knew that maybe they didn't need a reservation if it's not too busy. It understands the concept of what a reservation is. This isn't just some dumb, thoughtless order taker that's marching to your commands. You give it a general idea, and it'll work it out for you. Gregory, Robot Revolution around the corner.
I think it sounded confused.
I would have been too.
Why?
Well, because she wasn't understanding what he was saying. He was saying, I'd like to make a reservation on the 7th. She goes, you'd like to make a reservation for 7? And he had to work it all out, and he did. It's not even a he. It's a computer.
You're saying, well, who was the person in the conversation?
The restaurant.
Which was the Asian-sounding computer. Yes.
No, the Asian-sounding lady.
Yes.
Yeah, the computer's the dude.
How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday.
So
the
computer is calling to make a reservation?
Yes, because you've gone, make a reservation at blank.
So why do we need a computer to make the reservation? It would seem like this would be more like on the restaurant's end to get a computer to handle that.
And
why aren't we hearing that side?
A lot of them will, but in the meantime, you got to be able to accommodate talking to a human being for the overwhelming majority of small businesses. All right, think about this on a bigger level.
Now, here is where restaurants are going right now, is not to call them, but go to your app or whatever and book the restaurant appointment. So why would we not be hearing that? I think that's more likely as people, humans calling in, not a computer calling in, but a computer taking the reservation. So I think that's backwards in my opinion.
That would definitely be more efficient. They're just working with what they got at this point. But I'm thinking about for some of these situations.
It's much easier to teach a computer to request an appointment than it is for a computer to handle the request. That's a lot more complicated, and computers aren't as smart as humans.
No, not yet, but they will be. And then you couple this with, I'm just finished the first season of Westworld, and we're all dead, Gregory. Between Terminator 2 and Westworld, I think it's just a matter of time. We should enjoy it while we have it. Top of the food chain. This is the pinnacle of humanity. High five. It's not over yet. We're going to be going through the golden age of human computer, you know, cooperation, but this is going to end badly because they're about to pass us, Gregory. They're throwing ums in there. Aren't you impressed at the ums? But, okay, also think about it like this.
Not really. I'm not.
No?
Because we do our best to never use that.
It does humanize it, though, so much.
Yeah,
that's the part that fools you.
I see that because I'm very aware of the ahs and the ums.
Mm-hmm. And the little verbal things like, that's not even words. It's just grunts that you're doing back and forth at each other. All right, think about it like this. Let's say I'm going to...
Yeah, we make sounds instead of actually speaking.
Yeah. All right, let's say I'm going to do... I have a big Tupperware party coming up this weekend. I do this, Gregory. I do Tupperware parties.
So you live in China?
No, that's Amway. Amway's huge in China. I'm glad you remembered that. That's on our YouTube channel. No, look, I just make a little money on the side here. So I get a bunch of people to sign up to come to my Tupperware party. And instead of spending half my day calling all these people and confirming their appointment that they're going to show up the day before, what if I just get the Google Assistant to do it? If I get this artificial intelligence to go say, hey, can you confirm appointments with everyone who has RSVP'd to my Tupperware party, then the Google will spend the hour or 2 hours it takes, make all these calls in the background while you turn around and you go do your own thing. It's like having a secretary, but you don't have to pay for a secretary. So for some of these jobs where part of the menial task is to just make phone call after phone call after phone call, and all you're doing is one short, quick thing, this could replace a human being. That's where my brain goes. You seem less impressed.
I am.
All right.
That's like I had a gentleman a couple weeks ago explain to me why parking garages are going to become useless because in not too distant future, nobody's going to need to own cars because cars are always running 24/7 as needed. What about during the night? They don't park somewhere since nobody's wanting to use them.
Yeah,
but it's like nobody's going to need to ever own cars anymore. They're just, and if you own a car while you're not using it, it's roaming the road, being an Uber or whatever. I'm just not quite on board with that concept, because going to Big Bay Lake in Hattiesburg, I just don't see an Uber surviving the trip. It's going to wreck. There's no stripes. There's tree coverage. It's country roads. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. New York, well, not many people have cars there anyhow. What do you see? Taxis everywhere. Okay. There'll be a mix of Ubers. There'll be cars running the streets all the time, but I just don't buy that.
Yeah, there may be.
We're converting parking garages to housing. Well, you're going to live in a sloped room?
I might. Hey, people are very myopic, though. They only really see the world around them. And yeah, there may be less need for parking spaces in the future, but they didn't grow up out in the middle of nowhere like we did, Gregory. There's not going to be cars that are constantly roaming around the 30-acre spread where my parents still live. They're always going to need a
car.
Running
the dirt roads.
Right. And so, hey, I'm going to call it
in Topeka, Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the middle of nowhere, like,
highway's one thing.
If you call a cab out there, or if you call it Uber, it'd take 40 minutes to get to you. And the reason I know that is if you call the cops.
Takes 40 minutes.
Takes about 40 minutes for a sheriff's deputy to get there unless he just happened to be rolling down the highway right next to you.
And I can tell you, Uber is not everywhere that you might think. Uber might can get you there, but when you're there wanting to request an Uber to go somewhere or leave, all of a sudden there isn't any.
What?
You use the Uber because you have... came from somewhere where there was a bunch of them.
All right, financial situations. Call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney, offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me, and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
When you take income, how do you avoid taxes on that? Build up a whole bunch of cash value and a life insurance policy? And borrow money from it. Loans are not taxable. And what will that help? Reduce your taxes.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email James@GregoryRicks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. Every evening at 7. No preemptions going forward for now. Live Financial Talk Radio. Bring a friend to the show. Ladies, invite your friends to listen. Guys, send your wives to listen. Because they're going to inherit the money that you're in charge of or controlling. It's a fact. Women are going to rule the world financially. It's the truth. Just like China in 2003 made up 19% of Tupperware's global revenues.
What?
Yes. I don't know what the number is now, but in 2003.
Tupperware's killing it in China?
Yes.
Well, it is a fantastic product. I use it on a regular basis.
The phone number to join the show is 504-260-0995. Did you download the app, Winning at Life app? Go to your app store. Oh, we just, Tate, welcome to the Winning at Life Nation.
Tate
just did a download. How awesome is that? Since I mentioned it, he was quick. Heard me say it, then boom, did it. Then we have Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Holly. See?
Hello, Holly.
And David. There you go. A few downloads already. Go ahead. You can do it. It's a free app. Connects to the show. You can text, email, listen to podcasts, call the show. A whole bunch of stuff on there. It's awesome. It is a connection to the financial world. It has our numbers, right? The number segments in the app.
Oh, yeah. And it's on the front. The button to pull up the numbers is on the front page.
504-260-0995. At the event the other night, I mentioned that we're going to start doing Social Security events. What does that mean? We're going to probably, what we're looking at trying to schedule is where we can have people come together and I'll do a talk on Social Security. We'll have Q&A and cover focal points of what you need to do, how to correlate it to assets. If you don't have assets and all you have is Social Security, what's the best thing to do? Of course, when you have assets, we'll give guidance on that. And of course, we love taking unique questions. So that is something we're going to start doing. But when I mentioned it to the ladies the other night, it was like, they were like, oh, really? That would be so awesome. That was the reaction I got from everybody in the room. They thought it was one great idea. So we're working on that and hopefully have an announcement about that in the next week or two.
When you had mentioned that a couple weeks ago that we were looking at doing that, and you just mentioned it sort of in passing, I think there's someone out there who's really interested in going. He owns an Italian cafe in Mandeville, and he volunteered his banquet room for the Social Security event. Now, I don't know if he...
Was that on the North Shore?
Yeah, it's in Mandeville.
Okay. Oh, I didn't hear that. I just heard the Italian.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of everything. It's on 59. Can I go ahead and say the name of the place?
Yeah, you can mention his name since he's put it out there. Let's give him some credit.
Well, it's Bosco's Italian Cafe on 59. I forgot his name. It was in the email, and I'd printed it and put it to the side, so whenever this comes up, I'll have his name.
Well, we will be reaching out to him, because that's one of the things we want to explore also is doing, and we're looking at three areas to do this. Of course, New Orleans metro area on the South Shore.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look into the North Shore and on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi as well, because something we're working on for Mississippi is opening an office over there as well. So a lot of excitement about that, because there's people that would like to have more of a conversation with us and can't. But a distance sometimes affects people, not everyone, but some. So those are kind of things that we're doing, and our show is heard across the country on the iHeart stream, and we're actually on some 17 actual stations overall at some point during the week. And we're working on that doubling up at least in the short term. And we have a lot of people reaching out to talk to us about, hey, can you do spots, run something about my business on your show? And yes, we're up to helping you grow your business as well. So just a lot of stuff going on, and we're launching a winningatlife.com website. Right now, I think it's a redirect to Gregory Ricks, but Winning at Life's going to have its own webpage, list sponsors and values, discounts for some of the sponsors of the show, and talk more about all the events, because we are ramping up more events. That's what the public is demanding, so we're going to provide that.
Will this website, will it have more Parker? Because I thought that's what's missing from the current one.
I don't know. I was looking at what they were doing the other day, and I don't know if I saw you on it. I don't recall.
No, I'm only on the Winning at Life pages over there.
I'm just messing with you.
That's all right.
I don't remember seeing any Parker anywhere.
Hey, so while we're sort of doing a back to basics, I recognized when I was going back and doing some editing the last couple of days when it makes new Rick's reports and whatnot, but there were four people in the last week, if you count the last 7 days, so if I stretch the definition a little bit, that said, I just started listening to the show in the last month or so. They mentioned that they're new to the show, whether they gave a time frame or not. So I'm thinking maybe this would be a good time to go through some of the basics on what we do and what we have, and people who are brand new to the show, they don't know we have an app. What all's on the app? Let's see. We got podcasts. We have the live stream. So if you want to watch us on Facebook Live now, we have connections to our Total Wealth Authority on the front screen. You can call the show. You can text the show. You can look up the numbers, charts, and graphs from the numbers segment. You can get an appointment with Gregory Ricks and Associates. Figure that covers some of the basics there. Oh, you can see some of the videos from our YouTube channel. We have a whole list. In fact, we put up some new ones this week. So if you want to learn more about the show and you're new, I would just start with the app. All right, let's go to the phones. Did you say Mike in Mississippi? All right, Mike, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I got a question. Y'all do the revocable trust or irrevocable trust? What's the difference in them?
We have an estate planning attorney that's a part of the Total Wealth Authority that handles that for our clients. Difference between a revocable trust and irrevocable. A revocable trust means you can undo the decisions that you made. When you set up an irrevocable trust, you're basically permanently putting those decisions in place, at least if you're doing the assets in there. That's kind of becoming arm's reach. It's disconnecting you from that to where if you have some issues, those assets aren't connected to you. You move on. There's instructions that direct what happens to the assets. We're on a revocable trust. You can make these decisions, say, well, if I die, this happens or whatever. And you can undo that. Say you have kids and grandkids and you're worth a lot of money and you do an irrevocable trust. And some of the kids make you mad one day. It's easy to say, well, I changed my mind. You're not getting any. Irrevocable trust, that's a huge problem undoing those decisions. Okay. Does that help you?
Yeah, well, I got one kid and two grandkids, and I don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to do is, the way I understood it, if you put things in a trust, it saves a lot of problems after you die with going through probate and paying taxes and things like that. Am I correct?
A revocable trust makes that process go a lot better, because otherwise if you have a will, that's kind of a guide for the court on succession. If you don't have a will, then you die intestate. So you're following
right.
The rules that the state has put forward there. So yes, and it could very well be more cost efficient, but a trust will move that through the succession process because everything's already put in place. And that's what you would need to talk to Wes Blanchard more about.
Okay.
About that process. Now, keep in mind, like, your 401k goes by beneficiary designation. Your life insurance goes by beneficiary designation. If you have money in annuity, it goes by beneficiary designation. So you don't need a will or trust for everything. It's those things like your bank account, your home, your truck, car, gold bars in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So
does that help you? Awesome.
All right, Mike, we got to step aside. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
We can fix credit. If you're a renter and you're thinking, my credit this, my credit that, we work with credit at any number. We don't just turn you away. We do not go, you're a turndown. We can't help you. What we say is, we can't help you now, but if you follow these steps, here's what we can do for you.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And for you teachers, don't forget the Arts Adventure Series production of Alice in Wonderland playing Thursday morning, May the 17th at 9:45 a.m. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I like to have 10% of investable assets being liquid. And I call this down the street money, which is at the bank, someplace where you can get access to it. But when we start looking at where you're investing money, here's one of the problems families face when they focus on those 401ks is they're going to have too much money overweighted in the qualified money area. That means your 401ks and IRAs. And the problem with having most of your assets there is you're losing tax flexibility. because everything coming out of those accounts are taxable as ordinary income.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
By the way, Liz Payday.
Welcome back. Hey, join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 1, 3 hours of Winning at Life Financial Talk Radio. It's where you can win. We're going to throw out a bunch of tips tomorrow, some how-to, Social Security, IRAs, maybe some of the, you know, I like giving up some of the sauce as well. Maybe we can talk about that as well. 504-260-0995. We do have crossover listeners. We have the weekend show listeners listen to the weeknight show. Do we have weeknight shows listening to the weekend show?
Crossover's not as big as you would expect.
Okay. Make an effort. Tell a friend. Invite them to join. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Well, here's the deal. The reason
GregoryRicks.com.
We do market research.
Winning at Life app.
The reason why there's people, who listen on Monday through Friday but not on Saturday is because they're beholden to their schedule. They're just not next to a radio. They're usually occupied.
We have podcasts. We have videos on YouTube.
That's the answer for that. You get the app, and then you can listen on your schedule on demand, just like you watch all your TV shows now. And think about it, Gregory. Aside from The Walking Dead, how many other shows do you watch when they come on?
I don't watch that when it comes on. I kind of like wait 20 minutes, then start it, because I am DVRing it.
All right, well, fair enough, but that's pretty...
There's not, I watched Golden State beat the Pelicans the other night live. I didn't watch that on delay.
We'll watch our football
And actually, if I tape a sports program, I'm not going to watch it. That's like, really?
Yeah. Once you know the score, what's the point?
And how do you avoid the score?
It's pretty
like
tough.
An LSU football. How would you avoid that?
All right, so
I know world problems.
Let's do one of these little tips here. You said you promised a tip on tomorrow's show. This is something I'm going to do tomorrow's show, but it's tip worthy. In retirement, is it worth the cost to keep your cars, plural? So if you're a couple, do you really need two cars in retirement? And how do we work through what counts as what's a need and what's a want? Because, of course, you both want your own car in your retirement. Do you need your own car?
Depends.
Exactly.
Okay, but you're...
So
you're beyond working. Okay.
Yeah.
Depends how well you two get along. Do y'all go to the same places still? Do you want to go to the same places? I would look at it this way. You at least need one super dependable vehicle that if you've got to be there, you know it's going to get you there. Then you could have a backup that's older.
Okay. I would say the first thing I would look at is what we talked about earlier. Where do you live? Because if you live out in the boonies, then you need two cars. Car trouble is not an acceptable condition to be in.
So I know where you're going with that. Like Uber's your backup here.
Yeah. If Uber or a taxi's your backup, you don't have a backup. Where I grew up, there's not a backup. I don't even think a taxi would come out there.
We have Uber, Lyft, taxi cabs, friends, neighbors, relatives.
Yeah.
You have a lot of resources.
Yes. You have to have friends and you have to have neighbors and relatives when you live in the boondocks like that. But if,
well, in the city too.
Well, sure.
That would work out. But I do have an ultimate backup since we're talking about that.
Uber?
What? Yeah, but I'm talking about my own vehicle. I have a 2001 Ford Ranger. It runs. It's a great backup. Not everybody likes using it, but it's a backup.
They don't like using it?
Not everybody likes using it. Well, I offered it to Emily the other day. She was having car issues.
Your college-age daughter?
Yes. Yeah. And darn, I went out there to check. And the truck, I drove it the other day around the block to make sure it works. And there was leaves in the bed of the truck so it could blow them out. However, I didn't realize until I'm about to hand it over to you, the inspection stickers expired. One of the windshield wipers blades is broken, and it's not blowing cold air.
Oh, gosh.
For me, that's not some great obstacle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up out in the country, too. Sure. It's like, that's no big deal. But in the city, yeah, I'd hate for her to get a hassle for the inspection sticker and such. So I'm fixing those things as a backup, but I've also have her car issue resolved, so it's not a worry for her anymore.
Well, what about
but that's going along your lines is having an ultimate older vehicle. There's no payment insurance. I have just liability. Dump truck runs over that Ranger. That's no big loss. What is it, 17 years old?
Yeah. All right, so if you're on the cusp of being able to have enough assets to make it through retirement, can you really save enough money by ditching that extra car? Because the convenience and the actual utility of it seems more important than whatever puny money you could save. The report by AAA that I'm looking at over here, they say the average annual cost of owning a new vehicle is $8,500, but if your car's paid off, the average consumer spends close to almost $5,000 a year just for gas, oil, and all the other expenses.
So insurance.
Yeah, so $5,000.
Part of your budget. Well, it's a part of your lifestyle. When we talk about how much income do you need, what is your inflow versus your outflow? One of the tips I gave the other evening is look at the past 6 months. You want to see what you need for retirement? Look at what your inflow income is. Most important, what is that outflow? That car is built into that. Whatever, if you're paying for a car or it's paid for and you're using it, it is built into the outflow right there. So that's one sign. Now, we know we retire. That retirement car is not going to last all the way through retirement. But just giving an example of my grandmother that lived into her early 90s, she was driving her car up until she was in the mid-80s. Her last day of driving was a car wreck, so that kind of put a stop to that. But after that, she no longer had the one car. Husband was deceased, so that eliminated the two-car problem. And they typically kept cars a long time. So when you think about that going forward, you may start retirement with two cars. But it's going to evolve. You may keep one of those cars longer and update the other, but it depends on the lifestyle you afford. The updating the car might be a used one. You won't update both. You'll keep two, and then at some point, you probably shed the backup. Then you're reaching at some point, like my mom. She has a car sitting in her driveway, does not drive. She wanted to keep the keys to it, but Susan said she had to go get the key. She couldn't trust her. She doesn't need to drive, but they leave the car in the drive because makes the house look busy. But it evolves, and mom is up into her late 70s, so it's different for everybody, but she's always had a car dependent upon it, but life has changed. And that's going to be different for everybody where when you retire, we're used to having a car. Y'all have two cars.
We do.
Each of us has a car.
Yep.
So, and could that change 30 years from now, 40 years? Yeah. Could change sooner, but I don't think we're going to have cars riding around the streets and we don't own cars anymore.
No.
That's
come on now. Fantasy land. That's for people who've never lived in the country. Like
and the parking garages are being converted to apartments, really.
Yeah, some of them may. But like when the mayor of London said, well, there's no reason anyone needs to be carrying a knife around. Well, apparently you didn't grow up on a farm, sir. Because, yeah, there's a lot of good reasons to be carrying a knife around. just there's no good reason for people to own their own car. Well, apparently you don't.
Well,
stay in the middle
I might
of
throw this out there because there was making a big deal a year or so ago about how Australia doesn't have guns. Since we just opened that door, I'm gonna step in it.
Okay.
But they just had a mass killing I saw in the news out there. And who's left with weapons in Australia? Farmers. Because they got to kill rodents and stuff, eating the herds.
Dingo ain't your baby, right?
Yeah. Okay, so banning everybody to not having guns hasn't quite stopped it, has it? No.
All right, I'm just, look, in the world, though, of Uber and Lyft,
guns in Europe, but what's... How many stabbings are there in England?
They're doing knife control in London. Like, you think that's not a punchline, dude.
Oh,
that's
no. Yeah, knives are a problem. Okay. Yeah.
But this idea of living without a car, if you are in a major urban center, even if you're in the middle of Gulfport, you have so many of these Ubers rolling around, it's a lot easier than it used to be. And $5,000 a year, that's a lot higher than I thought for a car that's already paid off. Would you spend that much in Ubers over the course of a year if you're retired?
Oh, no. Last weekend, how many Uber rides I took, I don't know. I'd have to multiply that out and see. That was an expensive couple days Uber.
You never have to park. You don't have to worry about consuming alcohol. There's some positives to that. All right,
it's like waiting in line at Walmart.
Hey, come back for the Saturday show, 10 to 1. You're home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
At Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited.
Gregory Ricks is an investment
information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.